Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Hain't Stay by Colin Winnett, performed by Eric G. Dove. Brooke and Sugar were on a bridge between a field and a crowded wood. They had lost their horses days ago and had been walking for miles on end. The bridge was where they decided to break, out in the open, a kind of celebration. Sugar unpacked a few slices of bread and a brick of old cheese. He tore chunks loose with his nails and set them on the open face of the bread at his side. Brooke spat between his knees and took pleasure in the smacking sound as his saliva met the water below. They had finished a job. They were emptied of bullets and powder. They were satisfied men. They were on their way to collect the next few months' security, to be cleaned and taken care of. They would be treated well again, their shoulders and their genitals rubbed. They would smoke and bathe at the same time. Sugar would buy dinners and drinks and comb his hair with scented oils. Brooke would gamble and win and lose, but no one would be after him. He would buy a new knife. They were victorious and cheerful as ever they could be. It was another day or two before they reached the town. They camped out in the open, unsheltered. Sugar smoked on his back with a strip of fabric covering his eyes. Each night, Brooke counted the stars until he fell asleep and woke blinded by the one. As they neared the town, they smelled smoke. Not the welcoming kind, the tin chimney and clay pot kind, but an acrid, overwhelming kind of smoke. They continued. It was only a few minutes before they noticed the thin gray funnels rising up and opening out to the clouds above them. In essence, the town remained, but its landscape had changed. Jenny's had been raised. People moved past the bar as if it were nothing to see at all. And there wasn't much. What remained of the walls was blackened and halved. A streaked set of spiraling stairs near the center of the lot wound upward to nothing. The pole at the banister's base supported the charred head of an eagle. The bathhouse stood fine as it ever had, only a man now hunched at the doorway. They didn't know him. He had the clean, fat look of an out-of-towner. He wore a thin-brimmed hat and a charcoal vest.
"I'm Brooke," said Brooke. "And this is my brother, Sugar."
Sugar nodded, put out his hand. The clean, fat stranger nodded and opened the door to them. Sugar lowered his hand, slid it into his pocket. They were used to disrespect. They did not take it personally. Brooke followed his brother.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?